Heal the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem to crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye martyrs of our God, who from his altar called, has stole him in whose path he trod, and crown him Lord of all. Has stole him in whose path he trod, and crown him Lord of all. Ye seed of Israel's chosen race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Sinners whose love can never forget the wormwood and the gall, go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every tribe and every tongue before him prostrate fall, and shout in universal song, and crown him Lord of all. And shout in universal song, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred trunk we at his feet may fall, joining the everlasting song, and crown him Lord of all. Yeah, join him in the everlasting song, and crown him Lord of all.
Father, we've joined the everlasting song to crown you the Lord of all, because you alone deserve all. We want to thank you so much for all that you are doing in our life and you are about to do. Lord, speak to our hearts. Your children's hearts has been prepared for your word. Holy Ghost, come in your full power. Let us never live here without seeing enough and more of you. Lord, we thank you. We bless you for everything. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And all shall say amen. Amen. Let's take our seats, please. Take our seats. Hallelujah. We are behind time. I want to move a bit faster so that we can deal with this topic. We are still on the topic, the power of praise and worship. The power of praise and worship. We have been getting a lot of revelation out of this very topic because it's one of the most important things that Christians must know. If you are a Christian and you don't know much about praise and worship in God, then you are missing most of the blessings you need to receive, because most of the blessings comes through praise and worship. It's only through praise and worship that you can touch God's heart well. But we have positive praise and worship and negative one. We have false one and we have the true one. And we've dealt with all the others. Last time we dealt with corrupted. We dealt with the perverted one. Today we want to deal with debated worship. Debated worship. Now turn your Bibles with me to 1 Kings chapter 18. Something wonderful up in there. A nice story that we can enjoy from the prophet Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm first going to read from verse 17 to 24. Then after explaining much from there, I will jump to verses 30 to 40. So that we can understand everything that happened in this place. 1 Kings 18, 17 to 24. Then I jump to 30 to 40. So first I'm reading from 17 to 24. Please, is everyone there? Verse 17. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" Amen. Always the person who loves to walk in the truth become a troubler of the one who doesn't want to walk in the truth. Do you know that? The one who always speaks the truth direct. Amen. People try to avoid them. So, here King Ahab was accusing Elijah of being a troubler. The reason is that he always speaks the truth to him. Amen. And in verse 18, he says, "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals." You know, Ahab is the husband of Jezebel. You all know Jezebel. That witch of a woman who brought the worshipping of Baal into Israel. He diverted the worship of Israel from God to Baal. That wicked witch, amen, who hypnotized the husband and made the husband become like a slave to her. Whatever she tells the husband is what the husband does. Whether good or bad. Amen. So Elijah was telling Ahab, "Ahab, I'm not the one who has brought trouble to Israel, but you and your family, your wife and your children has brought trouble to Israel because you've neglected the worship of God and you brought in the worship of Baal, an idol. You've brought in idolatry." Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's continue with this. Verse 19. "Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." Now we want to see who has brought trouble to Israel. Jezebel has brought the worship of Baal. And I say, what is better is the worship of God. So we want to see who deserves worship. Whether Baal or God. Is it a good challenge? It's a wonderful competition. Many a times we have to prove to those who are not worshiping God that our God deserves worship. Amen. Our God deserves worship. Let's continue. Verse 20. "So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, 'How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Amen. How long will you waver between two opinions? A lot of people are in the church today. They are wavering between two opinions. They don't know who to serve, who to worship. They are worshiping God. Today they come to church to worship God. Tomorrow they go to another place to worship another thing. Many Christians are not focusing their worship completely to God. God wants, if you choose to worship him, you go all out with him. Because it's a jealous God. He doesn't want you to share him with anything. He doesn't want to share his glory with anybody. Israel want to serve Baal and still claim to be the children of God. God said it doesn't work like that. So Elijah threw a challenge. He said, but the people said nothing. Verse 22. Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord, of the Lord's prophets left. But Baal has 450 prophets. Check this thing. Elijah said, among the prophets of God is the only one left. But Baal has 450 prophets. 450 against one. If this is a football match, check what will happen. Even football match, the moment referee show one red card to one side and he stay against 11, there is problem to that side. How much more? One against 450. It's a tough battle. I want you to grasp the picture of the God you are serving. It doesn't matter how many will rise against you. When you serve him well, you always become a champion. When you worship him well, you always become a winner. Let millions of demons rise against you. When you stand in worship to him, all the demons will fall. That is the God you are serving. Hallelujah. Verse 23. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. This is the challenge Elijah brought. They are debating about which God deserves worship. Whether Baal that Jezebel brought or God that Moses presented to them. Amen. We want to see which God deserves worship. Hallelujah. Are you following the message? Then verse 24. Then he said, then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who what? Answers by fire. He is God. You will call upon your God, and I will call upon my God, the very God that will answer by fire. He is God. Let's prepare the sacrifices. We made two different altars. Prepare your own on one altar. I will prepare my own on another altar. Nobody is going to set fire. But our God, the one we worship, himself have to bring fire to the sacrifice. Do you know in Old Testament times, when you are going to sacrifice to God, you normally don't set fire. You only put some small this thing under it. And when the fire kindle and burn, then it means God has received your this thing. That is why when Cain and Abel went to sacrifice to God, Cain realized that God has accepted Abel's sacrifice and didn't accept because no fire caught up with his sacrifice. But fire caught up with Abel's own. And he realized that God has accepted and God didn't accept his own. Amen. That is why we call the God we serve the God who answers by fire. Amen. We have been singing song here. Their God answered by fire. Let him be my God. Because Baal cannot answer by fire. But my God can answer by fire. Amen. My God can answer by fire. Because he can do all things. Hallelujah. So you realize that Elijah threw the challenge. They debated who should be worshipped. So they did exactly what Elijah said they should do. Now let's jump to verses 30 to 40. And see what happened there. Is everyone there? Now verse 30. Then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. Now, before I read verse 30, let me give you a gist about what happened. When they cut off everything, Elijah allowed the Baal worshippers, the 450 prophets of Baal, first to do their own. You all know the story. They did their best. They did all the necessary rituals they have to do for Baal to come. They cut themselves. I believe all that they've been doing, they were doing it in the past, and Baal has been coming. Baal has been listening to them. Baal has been appearing, because if somebody tells you the devil is not there, he's telling you like the devil is there. And when you follow him, he will come to you. Baal has been, but that day alone, God stopped Baal from coming. He said, Baal, today I want to prove to you I'm powerful. He prevented Baal from coming. Because they were so sure that they've been calling Baal. So Baal will not disappoint them, because they've done it before. Baal has come. So this challenge that Elijah has true, Baal will come by all means. But that day, God sent just one angel to stand in the way of Baal. You cannot come.